Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
We're live on the internet from the other side of the apocalypse. It's coming your way.
What happened? How did the world end?
They made us move floors.
Oh, yeah. That does sound pretty cataclysmic.
Yeah. You look like you're done.
I'm kind of done. Although you can't really show people that. I'm just going to have to paint a word picture. Is your iPad? Oh, yeah. Your iPad's broken.
Oh, yeah. I dropped it. It cracked.
Right, yeah.
But I only use it for this, so...
Mm, okay.
I just sort of don't feel a need to really...
Sure.
Upgraded.
Did you drop it during the apocalypse or before?
This was a while back.
Okay, pre-apocalypse.
He was pre-distressing his iPad. You know?
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to make sure it looked like it was something that,
yeah,
you know, was a little war torn.
I can go with that.
Yeah, I moved all my stuff already this morning.
You
pretty
guys
much.
Have so
yeah.
Much shit to move.
Uh oh.
It's not that much shit to
You're
move.
Fucked.
What?
No.
Dude,
what?
Check this
right,
out.
Okay, go talk. We're doing a mix there. You want to talk on that?
Yeah, you're live on the internet right now.
You have so much to do.
What?
No, so the thing is, though, is that they throw away everything we don't take. So we don't actually have that much to do.
Making them throw away your shit.
Goddamn right.
Man.
This is the that's the transaction they've said was okay. Is anything you don't take...
Things get a little punchy over in GameSpot land. What's going on?
We've had several beers.
Ah,
okay.
Yeah,
all right.
That's true. Okay.
That's fair.
Oh my god. What's this pile for?
That's a garbage pile.
Oh, I see.
If you want those shoes or that food, it's still food.
You should dive head first.
Those are actually pretty good.
Pretty cool.
We're in deep shit. FAMS is a problem.
Mm.
FAMS is completely filled. And
FAMS.
We hadn't even started.
FAMS.
That's where we used to do our live streams.
It's the room behind our studio, right?
That's right.
Or the old studio.
Now there's a storage closet that has not been touched. And it is full. So that needs to be taken care of.
But you're not keeping it. Do you need to keep that stuff? Or just let it go? Just let it go.
Is it cathartic?
No, sorry, go on.
Kind of, yeah. At some point, you're just like, whatever, fuck this shit. Like, this is our movie shelf.
Yeah, what are we gonna do with
you want some movies? You want some HD DVDs?
What are we going to do with all these? Do you want Happy Gilmore on HD DVD?
We've got it.
Maybe Hot Fuzz.
What are you going to do with
this? Is our this is our costume library.
These are literally worth tens of dollars.
Then take them all and reap the whirlwind. Do you want a knife? I've got a bunch of knives.
Christmas vacation.
We do have some knives.
Yeah, if you want a knife, I've got a...
I'm taking home the George W. Bush Memorial or collectible knife, though.
Okay, yeah. If you want a knife, I've got some knives.
From Bowie, a brand of knife?
You have a knife collection?
It's just a type of knife. No, someone sent us a bunch of knives.
Bowie. Also a brand of
Bowie.
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 Bowie. Bowie. Bowie knife.
It looks like Bowie.
David Bowie, Bowie knife.
Okay.
George W. Bush.
Oh, my God.
It's from his first term, I believe.
The good year.
Yeah, 2001 to blank.
Yep.
I didn't know when he wasn't.
To question marks. Just hang out.
Whenever he dies.
Yeah, see where it ends up.
He could live forever.
Do you think the drinking beer is compatible with moving offices? Because I don't.
No, it's
I had two at lunch, and now I'm like, I don't think I'm going to do anything else.
But you were done, though, so.
Yeah.
I mean, there's stuff down in the studio. But yeah, feel free to take a knife. Just be careful with it.
Well, now I'm looking at all this other stuff, thinking maybe we shouldn't throw it all away.
All right, well, that's on. Okay, well, this controller, clearly not.
I wanted to geocache everything.
Yeah.
All around
like, maybe we shouldn't throw away that VHS of NBA Jam, the music video.
Geocache would be a nice hotspot.
Mm-hmm.
Those are hot here, too.
Yeah. Geocache it here and have everybody come to the security desk. Like, I gotta get upstairs, man.
I heard someone hit my knives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a gun.
I don't have to do the knives.
No?
This is, this is like it's got like an L-shaped little micro USB.
Like
I'm sorry, not micro, mini.
Daggers.
No.
When I think of a knife, I think of like
but it's got an L-shaped, like this is a weirdness.
It's probably for, I think that was for a Vita or something, or a PSP.
It's
not
available.
Yeah, sure.
Oh man, it's worth at least $2.
All the boxes.
I'm putting them in a box.
I'm going to take this cable and throw it away.
Yes.
Okay.
What type of cable was it?
It was a micro, it was like a PS3 controller.
Is this going?
You're thinking about putting that on the fridge.
I think this is important.
Yeah, I think I agree.
You can probably throw it in as a second player.
Okay.
Periscope as a second player?
There's no Periscope option to drop down as a second player. That wouldn't work.
Yeah. You could stream live stream to YouTube on something, I don't know.
Yeah, that's how we ended up here, is I started... looking into streaming to YouTube.
She's got a GoPro.
And was just like, well, I mean, I got the laptop has a camera too.
This
so.
Is a goodbye for all the shit that we're saying goodbye to.
Yeah.
Kind of ditching not just stuff, but a lot of memories and kind of starting anew. So this is kind of like a goodbye. Mm-hmm. Saying even like, just like throwing away tons and tons of photos and documents and things that
yeah.
I just don't want to keep anymore.
Totally. Yeah.
So,
No, end of the road, I think.
End of the road?
Wow, that's dark.
Yeah, that's way, okay, all right. No, I'm with it. I get you.
That was like the song at my senior prom.
Fuck,
it's
awful.
The one they played at the end of the night to get everyone to leave?
Pretty much.
All right.
Dan, are you not taking that Cyborg Ninja poster?
Oh, I'm taking it down. Yeah.
Last call for this Soul Calibur Darth Vader shirt. Some battles are right. Fought with the soul.
I need something to wrap these glasses in, so give me that.
All right. Can I see?
We have so many glasses.
Yeah, it's a lot of...
And a lot of telly awards.
That's
a
rookie, right?
Yeah.
A lot of awards that are 2 years old we don't know what to do with.
Oh, sure. Like, awards for what?
For you, probably.
Internet awards.
Oh, I saw, like, in the kitchen area downstairs, there was, a Webby and some of that other crap. But, yeah that's...
Some of them are from, like, yeah, definitely over 10 years old.
Yeah.
And we don't know.
Take all those.
Huh.
Put them in there.
Yeah, I took the one of me down there.
I don't think they'll let me onto the plane. With this.
I want to put it next to our awards for the bottom
sponsors. I think we should put
this?
That in one of the cubby holes. You know,
that's,
like,
yes, that's what I think. Downstairs.
Oh, yeah,
like,
totally.
Yeah, that's
you
what I want
to do. We should try, probably go
if
do that right now.
Now
but,
yeah.
If you do it now before they're full, you can get away with it.
Should I just go down there now and put them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if your card will work.
Is Jason somewhere?
There's
yeah.
only four people in the office that card will work.
Vinny's on there on that list now, too. So.
Okay. Are they down there?
Yes.
Drew, Jason, and Vinny should
okay.
have access.
I'm, try to
so.
Them
I'm going.
All right.
Yeah. This is an important.
Yeah, this needs to be documented.
My bad. No.
Oh, you got down there? Okay.
I got mine turned on.
Did you ask them specifically to turn you on? Okay. All right.
You guys going to miss this place?
No. No, I've been wanting to get off this floor for years.
This place is haunted. Say
goodbye. It's kind of nice having our own
body.
Like, the area where you sit. Where you have been sitting,
ghost.
I have so many bad stories about those offices and just, like, I know multiple people who have thrown up on those floors.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. The knives!
Yeah.
I hope whoever sits over there douses it in holy water with the time before they take over.
There will be cleaners.
Sure.
For
wait,
sure.
We're recording.
Those kinds of cleaners?
Industrial?
Yeah.
Remember the time they made margaritas in the middle of the day?
Yeah, that was a terrible idea.
That was a bad idea. That was a very bad idea.
I'm in 1130.
I got a DM from someone who said they are a tax lawyer and probably an accredited investor. So if I need any hot tips.
Oh, yeah?
Right
yeah. All right.
But I think it was right directly on them, these things.
Exactly.
Alright, this box for the Scorpion 2 knife is empty, so I'm going to get rid of it. I don't know where the Scorpion 2 knife got off to, which is actually like a pretty scary idea.
So the Scorpion 1 is? Or?
No, I don't. I never had the Scorpion 1 knife.
I saw the Scorpion 2 dead, right?
No, the box for it was here, but it was empty.
Oh, okay.
So that's, I don't know. I'm going to read out this bonus code for... World of Tanks. I don't know. I think you activate this on their site. It seems to be for the Xbox version of World of Tanks.
The Xbox One version?
Yeah, it says go to xbox.worldoftanks. I don't know. This has been on my desk for a long time, and I thought for a while, like, I should probably try World of Tanks. And then I was like, you know what? No. So here's 7-day premium account and 500 gold so I can get this off my desk and in the garbage. DR8547G3ED... PCW8APACX4. I think you have to activate that on their website. And well, it's not a 5x5, so it's not an Xbox code, but it is for the Xbox version, I think. Fucking, I don't know. Good luck, everyone, with that. Tanks are terrible.
What do you think?
The Viva Pinata standee. I mean, I was. I think we should keep that.
That should go into an idea space downstairs.
Okay.
Yeah, that really jogs the memory. You get a lot of ideas.
It's true.
Really builds up some idea foam.
Put this in that little forest glade down there.
Yeah.
Stump area.
Yeah, that's where a fudge hog would
yeah.
gallivant.
Yeah.
who wants a Steel Battalion dog tag. It's for the Xbox Kinect.
I do.
I also.
I do.
All right,
wait,
there you go.
The Kinect. It's too late. I touched it.
Enjoy that. No, it's yours now.
I also have like two of those if you want more.
No, I'm good.
How about the Contrast soundtrack on CD with some fake vinyl that describes Contrast?
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
I appreciate the offer. You've already given me so much today, Jeff.
Yeah. I'll keep this box of Comrade Crunch.
Good.
It says free copy of Jazz Punk inside, so I think there might actually be a live Steam key in this box, along with like the maybe the whistle from the game or something. There's something hard in here that is not cereal, but I can't open it. I can't open it.
Yeah.
All right, that will come with me downstairs. What should I do with my phone? They said bring the phones.
Wait, they did?
Yeah, they said bring the phones.
I don't want a phone.
I was kind of thinking that too. What if we left the phones and then they destroyed? Yeah, then they destroyed the phones.
Okay. Fun fact: when I was here, I was here from 2004 to 2008. I came back what 2.5 years ago?
Yeah.
I logged into my voicemail. Mm-hmm. I had seven years of voicemail.
Yeah, Vinny had that too. Like, I didn't get my same phone number, so I was.
The dentist was calling me every 6 months. Dude, you really gotta come in.
It was really weird.
Vinny had like holiday calls from like video company, like a camera company. Yeah. Like, hey, just we got a new TriCaster in. You maybe want to get one of those. And
Jeff, I found a really good spot for that ferret.
Yeah,
it's a perfect size hole. It's like right next to all the important stuff.
Terrific, it's good. It's the most important of that.
Do you think? Do you think Monday when we come in, is that ferret still gonna be there?
Yes.
Yeah?
It'll be the sort of thing that everyone will be too afraid to take it down. Like, well, that probably belongs there.
Maybe this is an important thing.
Yeah.
You think it lasts a week?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I think it'll last a week. I hope it lasts a week. I've got these chocolate-covered potato chips.
Those are fresh, I think.
Wait,
are recent.
Yeah, these are recent. These are recent.
How fresh are, what do you mean?
Like
fresh?
A week.
They came in like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's actually fresh.
These do not look.
I'll try one of those.
They don't look like potato chips to me.
They look limp and soggy.
Go on. All right, this Fabergé egg with the Commando poster on it.
I don't. This is legit.
Yeah, those are all right. Those are all right.
You're not getting rid of that egg?
No, no, I'm not getting rid of that egg.
Can I get a close up of that?
Yeah, sure.
That's a real great thing you got there.
I've never viewed that game.
Really?
Yep.
I got six of them on eBay.
Got that poster on my wall for years. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Hey!
Still handing out copies of Beverly Hills Cop 2 on PlayStation?
I got one in one of these boxes here.
Good.
Okay, alright.
You sure?
I got you for those reasons.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I assume you bought five for yourself.
Exactly.
And then five for us.
It was $1 a piece. How could I say no?
Donkey Kong Country Pogs?
Yeah!
Pog could be it.
All right. I'm in the process of untangling cables over here.
What type of cable is that?
This is an Ethernet cable, but it's also the power to my phone. So it goes into my desk phone. Yeah.
You think we're going to catch any shit if we don't take the phones?
Hey, how long am I supposed to get to
the gambling? Oh, really?
I mean, you could always take the phone off your desk so when they do the sweep, it looks like you took your phone.
Hide it in the ceiling.
Yeah. I might just take my phone and then never hook it up.
Yeah, that might be the way.
All right, I am gonna take my phone. I've made the responsible choice.
Disappointed in
you. I mean, the phone looks expensive. Like, you know, I could sell it.
Yeah.
Get that copper out.
Yeah, strip the wires out of it.
Yeah.
All right, get this unplugged.
Okay,
thank you. Yeah. More knives.
It's not high quality knives.
No, that is not that. Is thinking that one in particular.
Here's the thing. I watched that video live as a fan of this site, and ever since then, I've been nervous you're all going to stab yourself. Just be careful. Just be a little careful.
But the Black Cobra.
Ooh. Ah. He's twirling it.
What?
Ooh.
Holding it near my face.
and then you basically hit my con. So it's basically not getting slashed.
The Black Cobra is a quality blade. Except for the, I mean, the, okay,
yeah,
no, it's quality frame.
Well, yes. The blade is not
the blade is not the thing. You don't come to the Black Cobra for blade quality. Huh?
I tried that Commodore 64 G we got in the mailbag.
Commodore 64 G I got. Yes. It was missing a key, I think. Right? It was like there was something on the keyboard that popped off in transit.
Was it a caps lock?
It was not the caps lock key that I threw away earlier. This was a different key.
Bring me a Commodore back home from Christmas.
No, I've played some Commodore games on a real Commodore since then, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
That's
it.
Dude, see, that's it.
CGI.
See? You've got one diamond and you swing the other one.
Yeah, you're making
this
up.
You don't know that?
Yes, that's the
World Conquer Championship.
What are you guys doing over there?
You're telling me about Conkers.
Yeah, look, see,
it's some Irish
Conkers?
Thing.
Yeah, see?
Conkers, like Conkers Bad Fur Day?
No, it's some like super Irish thing. What's this guy?
It's England as well. It's a horse chestnut tree. It's like a seed from it. You tie a string on it, and
uh-huh.
Somebody tries to hit it.
Is that like a euphemism for some dirty shit?
No.
This actually looks pretty fun.
Yeah, these people make it look like shit.
Danny, bring Conkers so we can play Conkers.
I'll do it as a UCF segment.
Actually, I'll play Conkers. There in March.
That's all right.
All right, I got this first aid slash toothbrush that comes inside a Beyond the Dead zombie survival kit. The lunchbox is also very dented. Danny, would you like to have...
So much time already.
There's a first aid to go kit in here with essentials.
This
in case you cut
dead.
Yourself with one of these knives.
I got over running.
Well, that's don't run.
Okay.
And what's the, you know?
What's the rush?
There's some instant coffee in here.
Thank you so much for the Fallout 3 vinyl. That is like,
oh yeah,
legitimately amazing.
Right up your alley.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Still sealed?
They just sent it like earlier this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
It was just like, here's Fallout 3, and it's like it's coming out. It's like they sell those at Hot Topic or something.
I saw the the logo on it.
And then there was also like a Capcom like Mega Man music on vinyl thing.
Peter was saying that he told me that was a Hot Topic. Yeah.
Which I don't fucking Mega Man music on a record.
Well, I just bought the Super Hexagon.
You did.
Yeah.
Hexagonal.
Well, that's at least a cool shape.
That's
right?
Not music you necessarily listen to.
Well, yeah. All right, I'm going to throw this.
Yep.
7 points.
Okay, all right.
Exactly.
You have so many pogs.
I know. I love pogs.
What's your favorite pog?
I had some cool, pretty powering.
Oh god.
Pogs,
the fucking greatest invention ever.
Did you guys have
some fucking dude figure out a way of selling cardboard kids?
Yeah,
it works so much.
I mean, baseball card, whatever. I was about to like mount a defense for like, well, look! And I was like, nah.
Like father, like son.
Oh, he does like baseball cards.
Yeah.
Swimsuit issues.
Oh man, I almost left this copy of Mario Party 10 behind.
No. Oh, bring that downstairs. Okay. I'll slap a sticker on that.
It's got an Amiibo in it.
It's a box, I'll have to take it.
Oh, are you guys just leaving stuff here?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, no, they said specifically, when Mary was over here, I said, like, they said specifically, it was like, hey, don't sticker it up, man, it's in mint condition.
Oh, what the fuck is this? I just want to make sure it gets to the right spot.
Knives. Oh, this?
Yeah.
Oh, this old thing?
I just saw Doritos Mountain Dew and 3/4 of the Industries written on it.
So this is, they sent this out for Halo 4, and I opened it the wrong way, I guess, initially, but it's... it's an autographed bag of Doritos. and a limited edition can. This has been under my desk since before Halo 4 came out.
Do you want to drink it?
No.
No?
It's too limited, man.
That's true.
Who signed the Doritos?
I guess, like, members of 343. Or, like, John Doritos. I don't know. There's, like, a bunch of... There's, like, 3, 4, 5, 6 signatures on this thing.
Double XP!
Double XP for Halo 4,
shit.
Which, you know, I know everyone's looking for. It's
terrible.
Some of the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
An ancient evil awakens.
And now, like, yeah. And now
inside, it loves Doritos.
Drew had a really good idea for what to do with this that I won't say while we're streaming. But that's what I want to do with it now.
I don't know.
So it's been sitting there a while. Yeah, they don't hook up to a PC. You want that? Take it. We don't use it.
I mean, I would have solved the problem with the machine outside.
Yeah.
Which, are they coming down?
Yeah, supposedly. I think the arcade machines are coming. Peter said they were.
Arthur Sickle Point, Quake 2 on fucking
Danny, help me see what posters these are. I've had these next to my desk forever.
Alright. Oh, there's a knife inside this nice knife box in addition to the knife that goes in the box. Bonus knife.
What's that knife called? Is it a knife?
This one is just a CF-150. I don't know.
CF-150 is a prime knife.
Yeah.
One of the...
It's quality frame. Jim Frost Cutlery.
I don't know why I have that.
Actually, there is something from Frost Cutlery in here. It's literally from...
Is the Devil's Talion? Is that that one? Is that...
Okay. The Silver Shadow 2 is...
Is that some Frost work?
No. Here it is. The Texas Bowie is from Frost Cutlery. Jim Frost Cutlery, 440 stainless steel.
Jeff, that's a beautiful piece.
It's German steel. It's a beautiful frame. You know, and we'll include the sheaths as well.
Mm. That leather? It's light leather.
It's a leather-like sheath.
Okay. Who's the guy who did the below stupid that you and Ryan did?
Yeah, that's actually cool. That's not my
list. It's Tom O'Dell and Todd Boone. Old Boony Boy. They're still doing it to this very day. They're live on YouTube right now. They're live on YouTube right fucking now, man.
You did that. You guys did that sketch and neither of you could talk right for like 3 days.
Yeah, we there was a lot of fucking yelling.
Last one?
Black Post probably.
What's this bag? Is this bag yours?
It's like a little cracker thing. It's like a bag of stuff.
This knife is pretty good. Oh, it's pretty nice. I just
test that knife.
Oh, stab shit. Right through this cardboard.
Oh God, what's happening over here?
Oh Jesus Christ! Oh,
wow.
Yep.
Probably stop. No, yes. That's the keeper pile.
Oh.
That is fun.
It works.
I feel a lot better now.
Oh my goodness.
What's that last one, man?
I hate them bags and bags. It's really upsetting.
Oh.
I
mean, oh, yeah. Was there nothing in that backpack?
No, I was empty.
I must have got there, so yeah, it's just the backpack.
There's no good way of moving out.
Okay. Dragon's Tooth here is actually a very weird-looking ritualistic... Well, I don't know, for like some kind of fucking backwoods ritual.
Right. Okay, yeah.
But this is just a creepy-looking knife.
That looks like it's from, Alabama, maybe, or Florida?
Yeah.
Florida?
It's like fake burned bone.
I don't know if that's fake. I can't be sure that that's fake. How do you know that's fake? That could be real.
That could be real. You're right.
That could be real. That could be real.
This is OS-55 Pakistani steel.
That's where they make it.
What's in here?
And on the other end it says Old Smokey.
Yeah. You gotta remember Old Smokey.
Forget Old Smokey with the dragon's tooth.
Microphone from our 36.
Old Smokey the Dragon.
Oh, that's the OS. It's Old Smokey, OS-55, made in Pakistan. Bone stag handle. Brass guard and pommel.
Oh, my goodness. Look here.
Some knives only have a brass pommel, some blades only have a brass handle.
Uh-huh.
This is the best of all the world.
Triple H signed it.
Yeah. Any questions from the chat?
Jeff signed it.
I'm in the chat, technically.
Yeah, but Triple H's name.
I'm also writing a news story.
Austin's in the chat and writing a news story.
He's the easiest thing to Trevor. He just writes one horizontal line.
Yeah.
Down a bunch of down lines, yeah. Jeff, I'm looking for this. I found it, so.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. I mean, it's where it's always been. I could have told you it was in the briefcase.
Money in the bank? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's my emergency room bracelet.
Your what?
Oh, really?
Emergency room bracelet, yeah.
From that time you... I thought they told me it was appendectomy, but they thought my appendix was going to explode.
Right.
Before that UPF, and then it turns out it just tore my
hand
muscles.
Oh,
yeah, that. Yeah, that was scary.
What was another thing you did, Dom? I'm not sure if you ever talked about it.
He needs any extra boxes, you were saying?
When you hurt yourself?
Oh, he's got... Okay.
Talking about the Mortal Kombat?
I don't know yet.
We got a few here.
No, it was when you were like, it would be okay.
Upon exiting or entering a
vehicle, he'll probably
help.
Hang on.
Oh, the truck?
Oh,
you got out of the car.
I jumped out of the truck?
Yeah, the chat just reminded me. It fell out of a truck. Yeah, I think I've talked about that.
Oh, no. Nice.
Jumped out of the truck.
Fell and you didn't do it intentionally.
You didn't have any agency.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at the moment, I didn't have to do
that. On Periscope, are we now in the world of just doing insights?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah. I think that's a smart thing to do, yeah.
People don't watch it.
Yeah, oops, sorry.
I kind of it's not gonna work. What you guys got here?
This is just a bunch of stuff for King of Ranking Fighters and stuff.
Software
I wanted to make sure I
someone wants
from
to know
the,
Diamond Cutter or Stunner?
Stunner! A million times.
If you do the Diamond Cutter from a bunch of different places.
It's true, you can spin a guy's leg around and hit the stunner.
What about the RKO?
What about the RKO?
That comes out of nowhere.
Comes out of nowhere.
Yeah. The cutter's more versatile.
It's a very
they're both cutters.
Oh,
yeah.
They're both cutters.
Well,
you can
both.
I mean,
the stunner is a cutter, just
sure.
With a...
No, it's a jawbreaker.
It's, okay.
You're right.
What was it?
How do I shut this?
No, it's great.
Here we go.
I want it.
Can't even shut your own damn briefcase.
Well, I haven't cashed it in. I don't have a reason to open it yet.
Is
fair
there a
enough.
Code for that briefcase?
I can set a code. I can. I have not set one, though. I think it's just default right now.
I mean...
Jeff and I just looked at each other with the same idea.
What?
Don't worry about it.
The contract has my name on it. This is mine.
Yeah.
You can't forge your name above Triple H's signature.
All right.
I don't have a beer.
I've got this bottle that appears to have... One Aleve in it. Anyone want my last Aleve?
Good.
It's like a...
Aleve in Ireland?
Ibuprofen. It's not... It's naproxen. It's not ibuprofen.
Oh. Okay.
Totally different.
Okay, for pain, though, right?
Yes. It's for what ails you.
Okay.
Someone in the chat wants to know, what about the Superman punch? I actually have lots of feelings about the Superman punch.
Really?
Yeah, so, like, I looked up that thing, like, 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And that's an MMA move.
Yep.
And the whole thing is like, oh, someone who like uses lots of knees, like Muay Thai knees, like instead of doing the knee, they do the punch, and it, like throw... So the whole thing of him doing that and never doing knees means like it shouldn't work
just
at all.
Dumb.
So he should start doing rising knees.
He should. He should start doing tiger knees.
He should fake the Superman punch to do a tiger knee, and that's his new finisher. Then which one is it going to be?
Right. He's got versatility.
They should hire him. They don't hire
no,
me. Please don't
do not.
Hire me.
That's careful what you...
Triple H would be upset if people start doing rising knees. I mean,
yeah,
that's his thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, from terrorizing, I mean, the whole thing was they just did all these rising knees, right? That was the whole thing. This blade actually seems kind of nice, which, I mean, is probably just me being an idiot, but look at this handle. You know, it's very ornate.
Describe for us that handle.
I'm just going to hand it to you. I want you to describe it.
Okay. Let's get a good look here. There are a number of Viking kings on this handle. Long,
like
flowing hair.
No, do it like an antique show.
Yes.
That's a different voice. I was doing knife show. This piece is honestly, I'm really thrilled that you brought this in, Jeff, today. This
it's been
an honor to even have this piece
it's
here.
It's been
on
in
the
my
show.
Family for...
I can see that. Now, do you come from a Viking family?
No, I don't, but we had some interactions with some Viking families, and as a result of that, the spoils were, you know, we acquired some things along the way.
You can see here that the Viking kings, with their, you can see here on the bottom, their tribe of polar bear cubs.
Okay, yeah.
And that may be where your family intersects. I'm not sure what your personal history is.
Mm-hmm.
I am
a polar bear cub. I was originally a polar bear cub.
Riding a chariot... driven by polar bear cubs, in the 700s, of course, the Viking kings of Norseland came to England,
mm-hmm.
Which is, again, the Gerstmann family.
Yes. No.
Gerst is of course, Germanic mm. English for polar big wolf. Big wolf is like bear.
Big wolf
course.
Is like bear, yeah.
And so you can see here, carved into a sort of... You know, they didn't have plastic at the time, but other sort of a synthetic material, plastique is what they called it.
Okay.
That's what separated the Viking lords from everyone else in Europa. And as you see, if you remove the sheath, inside there are little, I guess you would call these embellishments, made by expert craftsmen from China. The Vikings were traders.
Okay.
They went all around the world and traded with the greatest engravers and swordsmen. And it's just, it's a wonderful piece to have here.
Great.
I would value this. Now, this is on an auction. This is not on the open market necessarily, but $27,000.
Great. Wow.
I'm sorry. I just noticed there was a sapphire in the hilt. And the sapphire wasn't invented until the 1700s. So I apologize, Jeff, but this is a replica. It's still worth $700 or so. It's a great piece. It's a great piece. It represents a lot to your family, and you should be proud of it. I'm going to hand this back to you now. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Do you want to buy this?
No, good luck. I'll shake your hand.
Okay, thank you very much
great.
For that. Could you,
okay.
Do you want to buy the...
No, that's guards. Please, sir, please put the knife away.
All right, I'll put that back in its box.
Yeah, that's a good knife.
This knife is it's not right knife. I might keep this knife. That box is starting to fill up. I have some here. I don't know if anyone wants any. It's Lemon Sage Energizing Body Lotion from Paul Mitchell. It's tea tree. I probably took it from a hotel room I stayed in once. Anyone?
I'm good.
Lemon Sage?
No, that's all right. What smells delightful. Getting all my fun wrestling games together here. Right. Fighter Destiny 2 is definitely the best.
No.
I think there's wrestling moves in that game.
I think we're ready for ranking
it's
wrestling games.
There's grappling.
There's definitely...
Oh, here. I'll give you my ranking of wrestling games.
Okay.
They're all tied.
Just ruined all of our content for ranking of wrestling.
This is for I applied a scientific method. They're all tied at the bottom.
Pro wrestling for NES?
For complete trash.
Are wrestling games fighting games?
Are wrestling games fighting games? No, they are not.
No, they're not. Unless the Acclaim ones?
Saturday Night Slam Masters is not a wrestling game.
It's a fighting game.
It's a fighting game about wrestlers.
Gotcha.
Everyone is Zangief in that game. It's not entirely true, but...
Scorpion.
For our purposes here.
Scorpion? What was that dude's name? With a biker helmet.
Yeah.
That guy was cool.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it was Scorpion.
Yeah.
Scorpion. He's from hell.
Yeah. Ninja.
If he ever removed that motorcycle helmet, just a bone skeleton.
Yeah. Helmet. It's a mask.
Is it a mask?
Yeah.
It reads like
it's based on, I think, there's a Mexican wrestler that has the exact same face pattern.
Okay.
Across the face.
It's a good look.
All right, power cables. So you guys gonna try to go to the keynote tomorrow?
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah.
What time is the keynote?
10.
Are you?
Yeah, 10.
Yeah, I think our idea is just get there early, line up, and see if there's actually gonna be a lineup for PlayStation 3. There's a slight lineup for badges, but it wasn't like overwhelmingly pack-sized.
Yeah.
It's just, oh, it's there.
It's weird. I guess I don't normally get on the press list for PAX anymore because we just get speaker badges, but.
Right.
We're on the press list for this thing, and it has been this nonstop cavalcade of appointment requests for games and publishers, developers I have never heard of.
Oh, I mean, it's sort of the guild indie developers.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
yeah.
like there's a whole list, and it's like I don't even recognize most of the stuff.
Right.
I'll try and check it out.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like there's like stuff definitely worth looking at. It's just like it's one of those things where it's like, I guess you got to fill a show floor.
Yeah.
And it's December, and
yes.
No major publishers really want to run a huge booth.
No,
Battlefront will be there. But.
Yeah, kind of interesting just to see how big or small this Expo Hall area is.
It's, I think, are they in West?
They're in West,
okay.
Yeah.
So it
seems like the smaller.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I have John Vignacchi's cell number here on his business card.
Let me just zoom in on
that. It's area code 773.
Okay.
No.
We've learned a lot from the media.
Yeah, right.
I mean, my main goal is I still haven't played anything in VR at all.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
This seems like a pretty good chance to do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they even had like RSVP cards in their app where you can just reserve a spot.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
They
have a guidebook app. It's
oh,
just
crazy.
Basically
oh,
split up.
Sure,
you
right.
can probably download from guidebook and not have it there. But.
I was going to say, did Koontz and Dave make that?
Probably.
I think that's what they're...
Yeah. My go-to for if it broke is going to be just waiting the day.
Yeah,
the
good call. Good call.
Yep.
Yeah, show up for our rigs appointment and it doesn't work.
No, yeah, absolutely. He's getting tweeted, DM'd, everything.
All right. That's the green knife in this box. Is it what now?
Is there an actual deadline?
It's today. They're moving these boxes over the weekend, and then as of Monday, they will start coming through here and destroying everything that remains.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You know what's going to be up here?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Apple's moving in. I think they've said as much.
Yeah, I think I've heard hints to that regard.
But that's my understanding based on the reports in the news. Let's see here. Got this cool Mario amiibo.
Yeah? Have you used him to build levels? Or wait a second.
There you go.
That's not...
No, that's an official amiibo.
This is not...
Yeah.
No.
He's throwing a fireball. That's an official everything.
Yeah, no, this is not. Jeff, I'm sorry to tell you.
Oh, no.
This is a replica amiibo.
I got that. It was right next to Spider-Man.
I put him on top of Riddick, where he belongs.
Yeah.
I guess I'm to take my nameplate, because there are nameplates down there.
Yeah. Someone stole part of my nameplate.
Weird.
Like the, let me see yours. Let me see. I'm not gonna, that, the part with the number is gone.
Huh. That doesn't.
I don't know.
I don't.
Need the renumbering the office?
No, I think someone stole it.
Okay, because like my office, for no reason, also got renumbered. And I stole the thing and just dropped the new one in. It's like, okay, there's no reason to do it. We all remember the old numbers here. More logical than what we had. But.
They wrote my full name on the one that I used to have when my office was over there. And so I scratched it all off, so it just said Jeffy. I just kept the Y somewhere over there. And I still have all that. I think someone, like, after the fact, delivered it to me. Like, liberated it from the office. So we thought you might want this. I was like, you thought wrong. But you know what? I still totally have it.
I go back and forth.
Look for more questions here in chat.
Yeah, if you got questions in chat, that's the giant bomb. Chat.
Yeah, that's what that's
Mixler,
the one.
Mixler chat is secret chat. We're not going to talk about Mixler chat.
How do you like Mixstack? You do that a lot.
Yeah, I've been known to from time to time. It's a cool service. There are not that many services that will do audio streaming that work on iOS. So
that's the setup right now, is just have an iPad.
I have an iPad, and that's it.
Okay.
It's very easy to do, so I like that. I pay Mixler a monthly fee for better audio quality, for the privilege. The only problem is, like, it's based on cell signal, which, you know, sometimes some parts of the drive go bad, and, you know, I don't know if I can be heard or not, because the app is not great at telling you, hey, you're live, or hey, you're not, or...
We have a lot of weird stuff in the merch. Drew got me a carton of Japanese cigarettes, and they're disgusting. Smoke a whole carton right now.
Don't smoke Japanese. Don't.
No, I've stood near people who were smoking Japanese cigarettes.
Like salarymen, or like just...
No, people I was with.
Okay.
We were there. We were in...
Hanging with salarymen? That wasn't...
No, sadly, as much as I tried... they did not want anything to do with me. They were getting drunk and throwing up in their briefcase.
Are you holding spray paint?
That's right.
Yeah. Dan.
Yeah. What's happening over here?
They came from nowhere.
Oh my God! That's the sign of NWO 2000. The grand black. Oh my God.
Well, Jeff Jarrett was here. He left his autograph and split.
He left all that slap nut stuff.
Yeah,
he left
the slap nuts business spray painted silver NWO on something.
I was a fan of spray painted NWO.
Here, you should do it.
Okay.
It's worth it.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
Is this the cake spray stuff?
Yeah, that's the cake spray stuff. No, not the side of my box.
I can't do the same box. Can I do these cheeses?
Yeah,
it's a little small.
Don't hold them, no. This is a bad plan.
Ready?
Oh,
this is fun. I'm going to hold this. Can we hold it?
Yeah.
Okay, this is an important moment. I got to make sure I do it right.
It's edible.
It's the Wolfpack theme, something like that.
It has to be red for Wolfpack.
But that's
there we go.
You did it just as realistically as they did, where they ran out of room and the O stopped.
Yeah.
Like that's,
yeah.
Nine
I know
times out of ten, they fucked that up too. So congratulations.
I know how to do it. Jeff.
This is dripping off of. Good.
It just smells like hairspray over here.
Oh, a lot like hairspray.
Is Jeff trash enough even to move out of there?
No.
He's not. Okay.
Not fucking spray paint NWO on the beat. Wow. Okay. No, don't.
No. Got my heart rate going.
Yeah.
They're too pure.
I wouldn't touch the cover post.
Yeah, I like that now you're just holding that and looking for other things you can spray paint NWO on. And once you do it once, it all makes sense. You're like, no, this is great.
I just wish we knew if they were going to use those whiteboards.
These ones? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's food spray, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not paint.
Can we?
No.
Okay.
No. Someone
you're my boss, so I have to listen.
No,
to
don't.
Okay.
Don't.
Okay.
Someone will fucking give us like we already get enough shit from people for dumb reasons. Let's not give them any more excuses.
I'm just gonna do it on Brad's desk.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hairspray.
It's hairspray.
Well, it smells like hairspray. It's the same, whatever it is, it's the same propellant.
Aerosol.
Not sure. I'm waiting for the elevator.
Okay, that's garbage.
Yeah,
that's an amiibo.
That's yours.
That's your amiibo.
Jeff, where did you buy this?
It showed up in the mail.
Okay.
Like all the other amiibos.
Okay. Should have brought this to the amiibo festival.
It's not an Animal Crossing amiibo. That's Mario. He's from a different series of video games.
That's true.
Fox Fuel.
Austin?
Yeah.
Will you drink Star Fox Fox Fuel?
Whose is this?
It was mine. Well, I mean, I don't know. It came in somewhere.
Oh, you said it was yours.
I adopted it.
Fuel up with Fox McCloud as you journey the first adventure outside of the R-Wing Starfighter cockpit. Battle your way to defeat General Scales as you defend the world that is known as Dinosaur Planet. Drink up and play hard.
Probably Canada.
Oh, well then, I can't. I'll take
a swig if you take a swig.
All right. That was easy.
Yeah, that's all I needed.
That might be a terrible.
Sorry, someone else to go down with me.
It's like Ecto Cooler. All right, I'll try it.
That's fine. That's all right. How do you feel about sugar?
It's good.
Yeah,
I'm pro sugar.
Yeah.
Are you saying it's like Diet Barks?
Yeah, it's good. But it's not
it's
that
good. Oh, okay. All right.
It's all right.
I hate
it. Tastes
myself.
Like Starbucks.
Fox food.
Oh, well. So green apple.
Yeah,
it's green apple. That's what it tastes like. The fur.
Mm.
That would be cool. If I had fur and it always tastes like green apple, I would never leave the house.
My dog always knows themselves.
Now, drink the rest of this Slap Ya Mama.
That sounds really good.
Then you won't have a problem drinking it.
You can wine on the desk.
Wait, Slap Ya Mama?
Oh!
Because I have the pepper, like the pepper and
hot pepper stuff. This is...
Downstairs I got that chili vodka, if anybody wants any of that.
You guys don't mind, I think my lady might...
Yeah, that's
it's a advent calendar of shots of chili vodka, and they are of varying strength, so you could actually pick exactly how many Scovilles you want.
Okay. That shit hot.
That shit hot?
I just put a router in my box.
Yeah.
It's networking gear that we'll never need, but what if we needed it?
Sure. Do you keep a lot of random cables and stuff at home? That you're obviously never going to use again.
Yeah.
I want like AC adapters that I don't know what they go to.
Yeah.
You can tell like the Genesis one because it has the little ridges on the side and it says Sega.
Yeah,
right.
That one's really handy.
Yeah.
It's got ridges.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the Ruffles of power adapters.
Right.
Yeah. I've been throwing away composite video PlayStation cables left and right at home lately because I just keep finding them and they're all still sealed.
Really?
They're just like all in plastic. Just like it's just like. Composite video, like, okay, I definitely don't need this and we'll never need it, so.
I just had to buy some composite cables for Dreamcast, because I brought my Dreamcast from Kansas Zone, and it turned out all the power adapters are the same. It's the same, like, figure eight thing.
Yeah.
So I bought AV things, so now I've got a Dreamcast to my TV.
Nice. I was going to say, you probably don't have S-Video on your TV.
No.
Because you could get an S-Video cable.
You get, like, an S-Video HDMI converter? Those exist?
I think it's a little bit more complicated than just a plug in one side, plug out the other. There's computations that have to happen.
Oh, really?
That's costume, man.
Yeah, I don't even do one now. I ride my bike a lot, and I haven't really thinking about getting like something high visibility, but I don't know.
That's high visibility.
That's a good look.
I totally remember that.
Yeah.
Do you have a gamer tag on that?
Yes.
There we go.
He has stars in general.
He transformed into something I don't like.
Now headbutt Rory while he has the bomb.
It has to be really cold.
It was really cold.
Yeah! I didn't see that coming at all. Can't
hurt. It's not like you can't like strap yourself in here, so it's like, it's just like walling.
That actually was.
You want to wear it?
Really for you?
Yeah, a little
bit. You had actual shields, like he just had paper mache.
Well, it's still my head.
Yeah.
He's wearing this. And also, there's a hard hat under.
Oh, is there?
There is, yeah.
Oh,
so it's like having. It's not secured to anything, so your head's rattling around.
Oh, okay.
What are these? Where are these? Oh,
there is.
I'm always just paper mache, right?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Hippie,
I'm always really curious when I see like old newspapers, find out where they're from.
Right.
What the local ads are all about.
Is that Dragon's Dogma thing?
Yeah.
Right?
What?
Yeah, okay.
What? Wait, what?
Here.
It's a giant chess piece.
Oh, it's a pawn.
Yeah.
Casino Austin. Me and
it pulls
Jason.
Apart.
Yeah.
We claimed Dragon Dogma PC. Whatever we do for that.
Fuck. I'll call in.
You can have that pawn.
This is not a good pawn. Unless, is there something in here?
It pulls apart. There's nothing in there, but you could put something in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The feds will never know.
Exactly.
Hey, Dan.
Yes.
Oh my god, are you serious?
I looked at it.
Why does that exist?
You know what that's from?
It's from an E3 booth, isn't it?
It's from, no, it's Santa Monica, your guys.
Oh. Yeah, right.
Everybody hated that E3 except for me. I had a good time.
I had a good time. Because I was just hosting stuff, so I just got to sit there and all the games came to me.
No, walking around was fine for me.
They're all like weird airplane hangers and stuff in 07. I hated that one.
Yeah.
I might take taxis everywhere.
I went to the airplane hangar once to play Burnout
okay.
for like 5 minutes, and the rest of the time it was all just appointments.
Well, you were probably doing it for a job. Like, you could expense taxis. I had to like taxi around.
Also,
people.
Yeah, there was that. But we mostly walked around because it was like all up and down the beach, so we were on the Santa Monica Pier doing a live show, and then so it would be like, okay, we need to run to Costa Del Mar, run up there, we need to run to this. And,
it was like, from a viewer's perspective, it was a really great E3.
Yeah.
So when all you were like complaining about it, it was like, oh, this is fucking great. Loads of stuff going on. You got this dumb set and like bar.
Yeah, no, I liked the set. The yeah, it was a. That was my last GameSpot E3, I think. I got a parking ticket on the way down, and my supervisor said I should expense it. And I was like, that doesn't seem like an okay thing to do. Even though he was the one that would sign off on it, like, no.
Was your first sense that it was all going to shit?
Little, no, not the first.
The chat wants to know if the Shaq has come down with us.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now that Shaq Fu 2 is on its way.
Right.
Okay, then I guess we are leaving it behind.
Yeah, that's,
what did you say about the Skid Row poster? That's definitely guaranteed, right?
Yeah, we should move the Skid Row poster down.
I don't know what to do with it.
I guess we could put it in the studio.
The Cobra poster as
well? I have that over here. I'm taking that home.
But
Cobra the movie.
Cobra the movie, yeah.
A lot of money, actually. Is it? I think
this is a real surfboard? I can't really tell.
It looks like it to me. And based on my experience, that is a surfboard.
I've got this tiny crowbar.
Cool. Is that what that is? A lot of people are looking for a GameSpot.
A crowbar?
Are there any crime scenes we can get into with that thing? Or?
Yeah, no, totally. We can just pry our way into any crime scene with this.
Yeah, and just find some stuff out.
They set this out when they released Half-Life 3.
Good luck, Dan.
Huh?
The other Dan. Like good Dan.
Oh, okay. I don't know where this PlayStation 2 came from.
The Japanese retail one. That was in my desk. I think that was Panthers.
This is no. That's the other one. I have that one. This is another one.
Oh, weird.
Not
quite yet.
I
was lumping it together. I was going to see if there's anything else. I
thought he was doing it on the window. I swore he was doing it on the window.
Keyboard.
Yeah.
The people across from us just saw like NWO.
Yeah.
Good.
Write it backwards.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, we're finally at our nice San Francisco hotel for the PlayStation experience. Oh my god, the New World Order.
Backwards of the OWN, the One Warrior Nation.
Right. Oh no, then definitely don't. No one.
For life.
You gotta get those
Don't legitimize this cycle.
Yeah.
He was already skilled. He wasn't using kicks whatever.
There it is.
Like, I feel done.
There it is.
You can't feel that.
So it's actually the air on the side of these boxes.
Yeah.
It's like those little cartoons that are
on
the TV and
the
table.
Right.
Poor life. What does it say? Like,
somebody's treasures handled with loving care.
Some of the what?
It's somebody's treasures handled with loving care.
So, okay, kid.
There's a light.
I don't know.
That would be real fucking cool, but also.
Oh, you're spray painting your Money in the Bank briefcase?
No, that breaks all kinds of canon.
No, think about it, man. That'd be awesome.
No. It invalidates the contract.
What if Scott Hall was Mr. Money in the Bank?
What if when Seamus opened it up inside there was the contract, but it just said NWO spray painted on it? It was invalid.
And then Scott Hall jumps out of the briefcase.
Yes,
and
with the stun gun.
Yeah. With the stun gun.
And then Vince McMahon turns around and on the back of the chair,
right,
it says NWO, and you're like, what?
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's a lethal dose of poison.
So we don't have to actually carry these down, right? We just put a sticker on
them? You put the sticker on them, and then a moving company will come in and make sure you write your number on your stickers.
I'm just spraying NWO on them.
Yeah, okay, that'll work too. They'll end up where they need to go.
That must be Dan. Dan Riker. That's, yeah, okay.
Because, like, your cubicle already has that spray painted on it. So they'll be like, NWO, where's that? 1119, 1121.
Oh, it's NWO.
Oh, okay, yeah, here it is.
Yeah, yeah.
You're unleashing a poison on the first floor.
Yeah. Are you guys looking forward to not having to deal with elevators or stairs ever again in this building?
I have to go into the lower level to park my car, so
you
I will still...
You spot?
I had to wait in line for that spot.
Yeah, yeah.
That was when I tried. So that was one thing that I was really trying to press Tatum for when we were selling the company.
I'm sure.
Was like, get me a fucking parking spot. Yeah. I had one there before. I'm not going back there without a fucking. And we did not get a parking spot. I was so pissed. But we got one within like a month. Or 2 months or something like that.
For people who don't know, parking in downtown SF is what, like $300 a month for a spot somewhere? $400?
I mean, you still have to pay for these spots here.
Oh, okay.
So
but
it's not
on the street, it's still like
on the street, yeah, exactly.
It
yeah.
can be like $400.
And also the parking lot that we parked in for that first month is now the hole in the ground behind the building. So I don't know where they
Oh, you're right. Yeah. They're doing so much construction around here.
Yeah.
Dan, you should walk outside and show them all the construction. Or show them what's going
down
on.
There? I was down
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy around here.
Okay. Yes. This is starting to look all right.
Yeah.
This was a T-shirt that was compressed into a cube. Yeah. You saw that before?
Oh, yeah. Those are always. God.
Oh no! Yeah. I took them home.
I have all these microphones that I need to take home. These are all the original podcast mics.
Okay. Yeah. We were up in Sausalito. We went by the old office.
I almost felt like he was rubbing that in.
It has become some kind of
like some kind of retail
investment or something.
Oh, okay, sure.
When the Smitty's got the usual Smitty's welcome. They're very friendly people.
It's the usual Smitty's welcome of people ignoring you, not serving you drinks. That's how I remember
it. They were not. No, no. They thought we were outsiders.
Yeah, they were definitely like, do you live on a boat? No, get the fuck out.
Hey, Jeff, why do we have a copy of Adventure Island?
The fuck if I know.
I like this game a lot.
Well, alright then.
Did you like Super Adventure Island?
Yeah, they were all alright.
I mean, they kind of fell off.
So yeah.
What are these boxes here? Are these any of our things?
I mean, they're all technically our things. We need to do something with that chain sword.
Oh.
Vinny likes chain swords.
We have a full Dragon Ball suit with instant anime gel.
Oh, they sent that out along with one of those games,
Instant
anime gel.
Yeah.
Just smear it on. Smear it on for anime.
No.
Jason should probably do this.
Yeah,
all right.
Someone in the chat wants to know, what if wrestling was good?
What if wrestling was good? Yeah, that's, I was asking myself that for a pretty, the last time wrestling was good was,
No,
it was like that, there was that summer with the CM Punk
stuff,
but, but like for me it was the Nexus, when the Nexus stuff happened, that was the last time wrestling was like, oh man, they're on, like, I need to tell people about this because it's so good.
The thing that happened, though, was, like, people like you were telling people like me to get back into wrestling.
Yeah.
And then people like me were like, I'll get around to it. And then we got around to it.
By the time you got back in, it was all terrible again. It's, and that's why I don't tell anyone to watch wrestling anymore.
Yep.
I'm just going to keep walking around with this PlayStation 2, not knowing what to do with it, because I've already put multiple PlayStation 2s into boxes.
Put it in the Money in the Bank, let's put a code on that fucking briefcase.
The code needs to be 360.
Yeah,
obviously.
I don't know how to set a code, but...
It's like you have to... Here, let's start with this. Let's start with getting this PS2 in there.
Got it. I'll be like, oh, it's so heavy.
Yeah.
That's my Dan impression.
That was a great Dan impression. I think you move the slider that closes it the other way, and then you can set it, or you do it while it's open.
Oh, do it now. Okay. I'm doing it. I'm going
to do it. Look at what the briefcase is set to right now, because that's probably what the code is right now.
232
okay.
Right now.
Hurry.
I'm hurrying. Okay,
hurry.
And then which way do I slide it?
You have 6 seconds.
It's a
Fuck, that's not enough time.
Oh, the other way, so it might be good. No.
Yeah, how do you get lighting near this other zone here? All right, what do you got?
Found this. It's an anime character costume. You can do it yourself. What's on the green one?
What is this here?
Hair is not included. Oh, good job. It's very pretty. Need any additional hair? Though. It's an anime. No, I'm good. I have one at home. They sent multiple.
Go for it, dude.
No, I.
Okay. I was barely listening with this gel thing.
You said you know
that. Good. I was the was first good. Person who did the mouse stuff.
Did what I could.
Yeah, you did what you could. That was good. It was good of you to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
can't tell if it's stuck. There's a little switch in there, but it wasn't.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, there might be a key.
If you guys want some of the wrestling posters, we have a ton of those.
There are a million.
We got a bunch of those trikes.
Yeah, two or three.
Yeah. I didn't get one while I was there, so I was psyched when those showed up.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got so many posters and all that stuff from all these events. I'm just waiting to have them like framed or something that I don't end up tearing them one time and just cursing myself the rest of the day or whatever.
I guess I'll just put a sticker right on the TV. That's terrible.
Can we never claim this?
No, that was a prototype. That wasn't actually... the other ones are the real ones.
Yeah. I'm so glad there are showers.
Let's see here. I had a pen. Fuck, did I pack that pen?
Oh, what am I supposed to do with these?
Those are...
Headbands.
And armbands?
Oh, yeah. Armbands. I don't know.
Yeah, headbands and armbands? This guy.
I don't know how this works. Do I need to have a big tear coming out of mine?
Yeah, work on that.
Yeah, I'll try to. It's not...
Is this is?
Anime,
what is it?
There's an Xbox 360 in here.
I mean, I think
some stuff.
Now, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think it's a debug, but where did that come from?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll take a look at it.
Thank you very much.
Rory is current.
Oh, is that?
Oh no!
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh my god!
There we go. Yeah. Oh, that felt great.
Yeah,
that felt real good.
Is it weird that I've done that before and can totally agree? Like, yeah, that actually is.
It's a real fun thing to do.
I can see my hair now. Oh my god. So what am I supposed to do the pose?
Sure, yeah.
You're more like John Cena, right?
Yeah.
You kind of do.
There's instructions on the briefcase.
Okay. Instructions on how to reset the briefcase in the briefcase.
I'm watching a YouTube video.
Do that.
I need to...
Okay, and then the contrast. Give me a John Cena.
I don't want a John
Cena. Just do this.
Okay.
No, put the other hand down. Okay.
I
can turn my... It's upside down. I can turn my computer the other way to read this.
Oh, man.
I turn this computer upside down.
That's just how secret the secret is.
Set your own secret number, and you're the only one who can... I can't... I have to figure this out. I'm going to work on it.
All right.
I'm going to work on it. By the end of the day.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
My job. Stupid job. Not really job.
I guess I can take the key to my cabinet off of this keychain.
Oh,
work cabinet?
Yeah, did you guys empty these out?
I emptied mine out.
Random crap.
I've been through that drawer, and I think I took out anything that was of value.
This graphics card, this 1 gig EX11.
Very old video card.
Yeah, this is GTX 460 over here.
Basically useful.
460, that would play some stuff, wouldn't it?
Play some stuff.
But...
Here's some Wii U feet and a stand.
Oh, cool. Charging your gamepad. That's not even a charger.
It's not even a charger. It's just a setup. Hey, set it down.
So, when you're, like, playing Darksiders, you can see your inventory right there.
Right.
Oh. What is that?
No.
Could that be from that Logo Cycle briefcase?
That could have been.
Is that,
oh, is that the thing with the handcuffs or whatever, that Logo Cycle?
No, whatever yeah. that is. I don't know what that logo is.
I don't know either. We're almost done here. At this point, I'm just throwing shit into these boxes that I don't actually want, but I can't bring myself to get rid of.
Do you have space in a box for all this crap?
No.
They ran out of boxes.
There's a couple more boxes over here.
I'll grab that. All right, I'm going to shut the periscope down because I actually have to put 7 boxes down.
All right, this mixer is going to keep going.
I'm good. I'm all right.
No trash bags. Oh,
just the trash corner.
Okay.
Awesome.
What's up?
3 more sets of dog tags.
Yes.
Hello.
Oh, I got 2 of them. Did not get the third.
Oh wait, there's another one.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This, the thing we just did was more fun than Steel Battalion Connect.
Yep. That's... Battletoad sticker, anybody?
No.
No.
That's a good logo. Like,
that's
they had
not,
a good
right.
logo.
Rachel, you're right.
And then, they made that game.
Well, yeah. They had a good
Ooh,
idea.
Whoa.
Oh, I should keep this.
Oh, look at that.
Jesus.
Ooh. Use that in the clubbing scene.
Yeah.
It's a multi-use glow stick. You don't have to just crack it and leave it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but cracking it and leaving it is like cool as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah. Drop it.
Drop it, and then it's like, all right, it's light in here.
Yeah.
Now what? Let's get some shit done.
Man.
At this point, I think I have more trips to my car than I have trips down to the first floor.
Can I take more beer out of the fridge?
This person says, I'm an anime.
Are you? Yeah?
Not me. They
You're
are.
An
they,
anime.
No.
Okay, if you say so.
I am not an anime.
I can't tell anymore.
I mean, I guess I need to put this keyboard and this mouse into this box, but I'm still using this computer.
Yeah.
I'll do that last.
Yeah. You have to do something with the knives.
You're now uncomfortable that this stack of knives is sitting here.
Closer to me.
Yeah.
I thought there were more. I thought there were way more knives.
Yeah, there weren't that many knives.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Actually, what's I always say about the camera. The camera adds 10 knives.
Yeah, definitely.
That's.
All right.
I don't know what to do with this pretty poster.
You're all on the internet. Come say hey at the internet.
No, it's not video. You would have to come over.
Hi, Internet.
Okay.
Thanks, Rudy.
If we want these shelves, we need to empty them out, which makes me think we don't want these shelves.
Like the shelves themselves?
Yeah.
They said specifically not to take the shelves, but we should probably take the shelves.
Yeah, the shelving is important.
I like shelves.
Yeah, I know you like shelves. Do we have any way to get these down there?
You're gonna
without
really
just carrying like a we got any kind of cart?
Carts?
Yeah.
You ever use Dance Mix USA?
Yeah, I mean, go through that top shelf because it's movies and, you know, Dance Hits USA.
I started the Lisa track. Like, what do you
I have that Lisa track. I'm over.
Okay. Mm. Alright, this is a copy of Wheel of Fortune for the Commodore 64, so I actually need to. Oh, man. Shelves I need to go through.
Shit. This is really depressing.
Who's this?
What? So you would copy Total Recall 2070,
which
I guess is a movie version of a Canadian sci-fi original. That was a whole TV show.
Okay.
They had the Total Recall license, but they didn't want to make a Total Recall show. So
instead
they made a Blade Runner show. And this is like, what if Deckard got like an android partner, and then like they were cops? Also, it's like a Canadian dude pretending to be Harrison Ford.
That's
not actually Deckard, but it's like...
That sounds all right.
It's all right.
This is a debug, by the way.
Is it the debug 360?
Yeah. I'm gonna put it in the box with the other two debug 360s, though I think this is the one that actually still works.
You have to do all that stuff with like Xbox Neighborhood on a PC and downloading shit like when you got debug pre-release stuff?
Yeah, we would do that sometimes. I mean, if we had to install stuff or...
Huge pain in the ass.
I would leave it installed on my PC, and then whenever anyone was using a debug, I could make it reboot.
Yeah.
no matter what they were doing.
Oh.
Like, you could reboot debugs remotely. So I would just, like, fucking do that to people while they were playing a game. And they'd be like, what the fuck? This debug's fucked up.
It's changing your frequency on a WaveBird to someone that you know. It's like, oh, they're on 8. Yeah. I'll switch to that and fuck with their game.
This is a rental copy of Buffalo 66, which makes me feel dirty. It's in just, like, a plastic case.
Yep.
With, like,
Buffalo
Sharpie.
66 should make you feel dirty anyway.
I know, but it's extra dirt. Someone else. This is someone else's copy.
That is that dirt right there.
This is that dirt.
I'm going to take this super advantage and put it on Jason's desk while he's not here.
It's
a sealed copy of this Devo game.
Okay. Oh, the Darwin Awards. Wow.
I've got a box devoted to software over here, but it's mostly full. I've got this box. These two boxes are devoted to demo discs.
Okay.
Spare enough room for me.
That's the ending of that game is real good.
Is it?
It ends a court case.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And there's, like, you have to defend yourself. Mark Hamill has to defend himself.
Okay.
And his decisions.
Against Malcolm McDowell?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have a fire alarm drill at 5:30.
Great. They ran those. Were you here?
Yeah, I was leaving when I was gone.
It's so loud. It's so loud.
This box might have a bunch of bad shit in it. This box definitely has bad shit in it.
What?
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
What?
Oh. Huh.
What is that?
Energy drinks and beers?
It's a bunch of like 3 to 4 year old beers.
Yeah, that's so good, right? That makes fire.
No.
Are you
no,
sure?
Beer, dude, beer totally.
Really?
Absolutely.
If it's sealed?
Yes.
It gets warm.
It hasn't been exposed to light.
No, it just gets old and shitty.
Oh, but it's not going to kill you, right?
It's not it won't kill you, but it's...
You can also drink this Bragg Organic Apple Cider Vinegar All-Natural Drink.
Ugh. Any drink that ends with drink is definitely something you should drink.
I drink like a...
Receive books, send only $13 to Health Science, Box 7, Santa Barbara, California.
I would like the book. Here's $13.
Bunch of energy drinks, though. But those don't expire.
I mean, sodas will soon expire.
Mm.
A young woman with black hair and dark eyes with a complexion the color of fresh milk stepped out of the book. She leaned forward and kissed him, and it was the sweetest thing he'd ever tasted. Thank you, she said. She held up a metallic hand that was cunningly artificed. This has a tremendous amount of power. Marry him will regret hurting you. All of them will, and I am going to give it to you. She held the hand to his stump. A series of metallic pins unfolded from the center and stabbed into his arm. There was only a moment of pain. Then Warren felt better than he had in days. Who are you? He whispered. She smiled at him and kissed him again. I'm every dark desire you've ever had. Call me Lilith. The Hellgate London saga continues in Book 3, Covenant.
That's... Well, shit, now we need to get Book 3.
Yeah, we only have number 2, so...
Somebody take this copy of Transformers movie.
No. You mean the good Transformers?
Yeah,
okay.
But I can't bear to see this going. I already have this, but I
want it on Blu-ray.
It's not out here on Blu-ray.
I'll wait.
I hate to see this going to trash.
I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll take it. For you.
Okay. What? The Legend of Zelda, the complete series?
Yeah.
What?
You haven't seen that?
I mean, this isn't the...
It's the one with the excuse me.
Super show, is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like, excuse me, princess?
Oh,
that's
God.
That.
What? I don't know.
I guess we can toss this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should toss that. Tossing the Star Fox people, if anybody wants the last drink. Now we can play roulette. We got 3 debugs in a box, and I'm pretty sure only one of them works.
Alright.
Along with this DS charging, 3DS charging station.
360 debugs can't play retail, can they?
Nope.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
That'd be the green disc that you can play in both retail and...
Yeah, those were just...
They
were
just retail.
Yeah, they were just retail.
Yeah, there's no labels or whatever.
Yeah.
I have a copy of Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball on my disc.
Yeah.
We got Left 4 Dead 1.
The Witcher 2. Something else. PlayStation didn't have those.
Yeah, they did.
They did?
Yeah.
Right, is this your box?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got L.A. Noir on unstamped.
Nice.
PS3 retail disc.
Huh. I never saw this.
Yeah.
Robert Loggia died?
Yep. Yeah, it's a bummer.
Oh, yeah.
I went up.
Wait, who did?
Robert Loggia.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm Robert Loggia.
And you heard about Scott Whelan.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was not surprising.
So we got
less surprising.
Right?
Yeah, one more. That's how the rules go. Yeah.
Chase Morgan.
No.
Don't
no.
even
no.
joke.
He's doing great.
It's a 30 rock show.
I know, but don't say it. We almost lost it. Do you want that to happen?
Okay. This TV is free and clear and has a sticker on it.
Oh, wait, the stickers on the TVs?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah.
And the monitor and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Or some
questions.
Well, I might just move some of this stuff down there myself like you did.
Yeah.
But, I need the cart to get stuff into the car. So there's much stuff I'm taking home.
There, I mean, there's cars floating around.
Yeah.
Is there as demand as the words for
I have no idea, but it doesn't taste too bad.
Vinny validated my paranoia about the movers, though.
Why?
Yeah.
Just when I said I don't trust him to move, he said, "Yeah, I wouldn't either."
So I kind of don't care, like if they break my TV, because then the company will buy another TV.
Yeah, I just who knows how long it would take them to approve it. Or
well, then I'll not review video games anymore. I guess it's like carve out some TV budget.
What about that TV?
Yeah, there is that TV as well.
Put a sticker on.
This is mine. I'm taking this.
Okay, yeah. Put your cubicle number on and just see what happens. Yeah.
They took my cubicle number. That's
what that's right.
Saying.
Yeah, that's
fucking,
yeah.
I can't.
It would end up there.
I wonder if that would work. If it was New York cubicle number.
That'd be hilarious.
No, not with these movers, but
damn.
There is.
The
there's.
Here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You should just test it with like that fancy can.
Yeah.
Hey, what am I gonna do that on the last mission of Metal Gear Trigger? I can't figure out what to do.
To do what?
Keep
doing side offs until.
Yeah. Just keep. Plugging away at it until something happens.
Yeah. And then, boy.
Boy, it happens.
It happens.
Oh, all this other fucking shit under my desk.
I should be able to just trigger without having
to. Alright, what do we got here?
Triggers, you just shut it down.
Okay, well, this is, it's not shit. Want a copy of Disney Infinity 1 for the Xbox 360?
No.
That's right.
Okay.
I was surprised that's the weirdest arc of, first feature amazing, then,
How about Skylanders Spyro's Adventure for the PS3?
Yeah.
Nah.
The first one.
It still says Spyro launchable.
Yeah.
Is he even in the games anymore?
Yeah. Is he a Skylander?
Works, so he kind of has to be.
Oh, right.
Skylanders Giants for the Wii? Anyone?
That's a bad one, right?
Giants was not great.
Slow moving.
It's maybe the most sentient his hair has been in a movie. It's really
close. Box.
Nope.
Is that thing actually
in
there? Feels like it.
Is that a Slim?
Yeah, it's the third PS3. The slide.
I don't really keep up.
Yeah.
Or is that the other one that they sent that had a game installed on it?
Gran Turismo.
Yes.
The last Gran Turismo.
Yes.
It's really, really good. I don't think he directed all of it.
Yeah.
I think it's
all
right. The pilot. Yeah. But it's really good.
I heard there was a
drop-off
after the pilot. The pilot was well worth watching because it's like a little mini ad.
Coleco Flashback.
Okay.
Collector's edition.
Wow.
It will play Jumpman Jr.
Yeah.
And Frenzy and Pepper 2
Jumpman,
and Quest
Jumpman,
for
Jumpman.
Quintana Roo.
Rory should take these because he wants to give things away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That boy's up to something. Is that?
Yeah, we are.
So okay. I'm taking a bunch of stuff, and we'll try to. I
always mean to do more giveaway stuff, and hopefully we'll find somebody to do that. I do the box office bomb. Box office. What do I call that? Box office winners they give once in a while, but we'll try to do some more stuff to give away stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to be right next to the mailroom.
Right,
so
it'll be easier
for
us to...
I'm just going to throw the packages at them and yell the address and they'll take care of
it. I'm sure they will be totally okay with that.
Yeah, no, they're pretty cool guys.
I'm going to keep this box.
Yeah.
It's a cool fucking box.
That's pretty good.
Are we starting to move our personal stuff?
I'm picking these up.
Oh,
I don't think he's work anymore at the moment.
I mean, I have what I would need to activate it, but you know, they changed the activation.
Yeah,
only super short.
Yeah, it's 30 days.
Really dumb.
Yep.
I've seen your badge, but I don't want
to. I just want to know what is causing, like, why that's a thing. What?
I don't want to get you in trouble. You should probably come with us. I don't want to piss anybody off. You don't have to, though.
Where's Dan? Is Dan gone?
Dan. Yeah. I'm on it. I'm keeping watch.
Close it.
Nothing.
What
are you doing?
Nothing.
Yeah.
That's not.
No,
nothing,
no.
Nothing's happening.
No, everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
Okay, that's fine. There's a PlayStation in there.
That's all.
As long as I'm my champion.
The contract's fine. I didn't touch your contract.
Okay, cool. I'll take a PlayStation.
Cool. Okay.
All right. Yeah. That's fine.
Any idea if this is on Steam?
It's on GOG or maybe Origin.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely on Origin. I think I have it on Origin. I think
yeah.
I gave it away.
Yeah.
No, it is not on Steam.
Okay.
Yeah, that's actually somebody sent that to me.
I should probably get the keys to Alex's rental car and start loading it full of stuff. I guess they have the key to your car down there, right, Alex?
They sure do.
All right, I'll put you in charge of this while I go down there.
Yeah, okay.
And get some stuff
I got
in that car.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, there's different chat on here.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to... Okay. I did not play that 80 Days expansion. That thing's cool. I need to do that.
Yeah. You're watching or get out.
What?
Okay, all right, I'll come with you.
Hey, Jeff. What's your desk number?
Don't do that to the movers.
They will be very confused. Yeah. Oh, hey, PlayStation announced they're bringing PS2 games to the PS4.
Yeah.
For money?
For money. The trailer leaked out. Dark Cloud trailer leaked
Dark
out.
Dark Cloud,
that.
GTA 3.
PS2 games.
So fully downloaded, like, on
yeah.
your drive locally?
The trailers say specifically you cannot use discs, or
yep.
your PS3, PS2 games do not come over.
Hey, Mark of Cree.
Mark of Cree.
I like Mark of Cree.
Twisted Metal Black?
Yeah. Isn't that one already on? I think Twisted Metal Black.
That
one's on PS3. You can download it with
Rogue Galaxy, War of the Monsters. That's
yeah, War of the Monsters? I like that game.
Yeah, that game's alright.
But I think they'll probably relent on that. That's shitty, yes. Or that's just something they haven't figured out. Are they all going to have trophies? Stuff like the Alpha Series stuff. Or wait,
Yeah. How you doing, Drew?
I'm alright.
I'm bringing this over here. It was really funny that I thought I'd get a news story written this afternoon. That's pretty funny.
That's hilarious.
It's like a quarter written. The rest of the details are there, but
mm-hmm.
Your desk is coming along nicely. This is
it's very empty.
Yeah,
Which is good. I'm trying to find my new desk number so I can write my standing desk
right
on it.
Vinny, are you gonna take this or
no? Do you want it?
I don't think they'll
let you on the plane.
Probably not.
This is a shame,
right? Yeah, that's a shame. There's a nick. We're looking at a chain sword, a Warhammer 40K chain sword. It has a nick in it though, so it's not really worth much.
The teeth are actually kind of sharp.
Yeah, I bet. It looks this could hurt a person.
Yes, or anything.
Oh man, I think I put all my stickers on the wrong place.
What? What'd you do?
I thought you were supposed to put it in the name blank thing.
Uh huh.
But there's a place that says label here.
Oh well, that's
wait. Do they not all have
that? That one's right there. Wait.
Yeah, look at that.
Wait, only that one has
only
a label here?
Okay, the Cartoon Bears one, you're supposed to put it... Okay, this must be the kid box. I think I got a lot of kid boxes.
I mean, the kid... Well, yeah, that adds up. That
bear.
Adds up.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Yeah.
II? Is that this?
Yeah.
Yeah. II is pretty cool.
Baby was better because you could see more of the track.
True.
Because Baby was smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does anyone still have the chart open seating?
I can pull it up.
Okay. That'd be great.
What do you mean?
My desk number.
Your desk number is 1128.
THX 1128.
Yep, that's you.
And you're just slapping that on.
Yeah, just on everything, basically.
Is that P-Cross Pokemon game out yet?
Yeah.
P-Cross?
Yeah,
P-Cross? Is it out?
Yeah, I think so.
How are you feeling about it?
I mean, it's Picross on DS, so it's great.
Yeah.
Except for the part where you can't play it for long at all without having to do a bunch of paying money shit.
Picross.
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 Like across, but Picross.
Are you familiar?
I'm familiar.
What do you say?
Picross.
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 Picture.
Cross. Picture crossword.
Yeah. Picross.
Picture crossword.
Picross.
You say. Dan says Picross.
Picross. Yeah. Like across.
What about P-Cross?
P-Cross. Who are the guys?
No, it's not P-Cross.
Yes, P-Cross.
He's saying P and then cross. That's not how you do it.
Who are the guys who say in the S to the P to the R to the I T E cam?
I have no idea.
Chris?
Oh, Chris Cross?
Chris yeah. Cross.
Chris Cross.
Or Chris Cross.
Chris Cross.
Chris Cross.
Mr. Cross.
When you put something, do you crisscross something or do you crisscross?
See, well, I think yeah, I crisscrossed it.
Crisscross.
Crisscrossed it.
Okay, so P-Cross.
Yeah. Picross.
Pokemon Picross.
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 Pokemon? Pokemon.
Wait.
He says Pokemon Picross.
Pokemon Picross.
Pokemon?
Pokemon? That's right.
Pokecross.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Pokemon?
Pokemon Picross.
Pokemon.
That's, yeah, that's it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. Ty was my favorite Pokemon master. I don't know.
You said afternoon, right?
I think like noonish.
You flying out tomorrow?
Yeah. One maybe? I don't know. Sometime in the early afternoon. I get back at like 9.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because you're going to
Yeah.
So like a 4-hour flight becomes like a 7-hour flight.
Yeah, it sucks. It's alright, though. Like, I used to do, so when I used to live in Ontario, I used to bus home and that would take 27 hours. So like 6-hour flights aren't anything anymore.
27 hours?
Yeah.
I think this box over here is all your stuff.
I thought my ones from Minnesota to Kansas were red. Those were like 10.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just putting a sticker on this Donkey Kong.
Yeah, they'll take care of that.
There we go.
Yep. Good. Pog pitching game.
Stuff mm-hmm. that was up on those shelves.
Yeah.
You're just gonna carry this gray fox down?
I guess. Can't fit in the box.
It's a good poster.
It's a really good poster. I bought the frame because it was so good. I wanted to frame it.
Yeah.
I have this Creed poster.
Yeah.
Creed poster.
Creed the movie, yeah. Not Creed the band.
No. Creed's a good movie.
How is it as a band?
It's a bad band.
Okay.
No good.
We've got an email here. It says, Far Cry Primal unleashes the Beastmaster, which is good to know because I was in the middle of writing up my Far Cry Primal section of this news story.
How much crap are we just leaving up here?
Dan,
do
you want any of this stuff?
What's over there?
Six Shredder.
Shredder. Wait, this isn't like classic Shredder, though. This is...
Here's a question.
These two modern.
Stokely wants to know. They say, I made some French onion dip, but I only have tortilla chips here. Can I or should I eat tortilla chips with the French onion dip?
I mean, ideally, you would go with Ruffles.
Right. Ideally.
But I think onion dip is so good...
You just eat it with whatever.
That you may have to just buckle down and eat it with tortilla chips.
These are the sacrifices we make.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
I don't think it... Like, it is not ideal, but I don't think it is sacrilegious, because any way you can get onion dip into yourself...
That's a good life.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Crackers?
Yeah. Your fingers?
Ooh, really?
A spoon?
Okay, now you're going a little far, Drew.
Just your tongue.
Just, like, just drink it.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Don't want to hear toilet paper?
I'm all right. Try to touch him?
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, can you help me
out? Oh.
Come on, crap.
Down, man.
Yeah, it's
fine. Oh, man. This place is clearing out.
Yeah, it really is.
I got a lot of shit.
Do you need help with this?
Leave all this shit here.
Yeah, I need to add some new.
Whoa, oh, I can do that.
Drew has a handcart.
I'll take that TV down with you.
Okay.
Hey, Vinny, check this out.
Sorry, one sec.
Yeah, anyway.
Who's Tommy Boy bobblehead is this?
Is it Farley or Spade?
Farley.
Oh, that's a good one then.
That's just in this box, so. That's fair.
Awesome. Firefly.
Yep, what else do we got here?
They had some.
Yeah, the Psychonauts, like, there's music playing now. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. Oh, that's
just a black death candle.
There's a black death candle here. Is that connected to a game, or is that just a black death candle?
I don't
candle?
Know, but...
Jason, I'll give you $5 if you drink it.
Don't... Wait, what? $5? That's... Yeah. No. No, I can't. How you doing, Alex?
Doing all right.
You're still uploading trailers?
I'm done with that for the day.
That's good.
Fox, and that should be this one right here, too. That should be...
I want to...
Anybody else need to put a box on thing? Just
for fun? We got a bunch of hard drives over here. I think this is just, like, this is archived video content? What is this?
No, it's porn.
Oh, it's porn. Yeah. Well, that's...
Yeah.
Archive porn. Okay.
Ben Hansen just texted me.
He's putting up the video of me interviewing Hideo Kojima 3 years ago.
Walking over towards the trash pile. Crime is a disease. Meet the cure.
Do whatever you want.
It's kind of ancient at this point, so I don't
it's
know.
Nice. What's that? Oh, that poster?
No, I'm gonna. I will take it home painting? As opposed to throwing it out, but I don't know.
The, what's the story behind this, anyways?
I mean, this was the picture from the About Us page.
Ah.
Of us at Smitty's, like the day that the site launched.
We walked in there, and it was like everybody was over 16.
Oh, okay.
We went there like 2 weeks ago.
Jeff is in control again.
Yeah. Oh, we were in Sausalito.
We got an email that said,
ice cream in Sausalito.
Far Cry Primal, you are the Beastmaster.
Me?
Unleash your Beastmaster.
I mean, okay. I think that's against HR if I do that, but I mean, I guess.
Like the book that we're getting from everybody. That's not like we were taking somebody's spot, like where we're sitting. It was like,
made it feel
no,
no, no.
Damn it. Almost got. Almost.
Damn it. Yeah,
I just got a text from Ben Hansen.
Yeah.
And back when I went to Japan for the Metal Gear thing, Hideo Kojima tried to interview
me about
action movies, and he had no interest in talking to me whatsoever. And now that whole Hideo Kojima thing is over,
Oh,
wow. So there's going to be a video going up on Game Informer of me just trying real hard to get Kojima to talk about Die Hard and The Rock and Terminator, and he has no interest in it.
Great.
So that will be going.
Yeah, that sounds like. That's crucial content, is what that is.
I'm super looking forward to seeing it.
Not exploitative at all.
He also has footage of Kojima doing a thriller dance. And that might be part of it.
Okay, yeah, I mean, you should definitely include that. Alex, I have the key to your car.
Okay.
I'm going to load a bunch of shit into it.
Okay.
What is this?
It's a, this is kind of cool.
The Del Taco gift card is this.
Mine.
Are you going to use it?
That is pretty cool.
$15, so give it to you.
I don't know what anybody would do with it. It's from a book. That book that I got recently. But I don't know what I would do with it.
Throw away, but I would never put it up.
I'm going to take the most important part of this entire office and make sure it gets down there.
Okay, I'm taking that home. Don't put it in the car. The car is locked here.
Okay, is there anything else you want to bring into the car?
Yes, actually, neither of these are the keys to your car. That, I guess that
this?
Joystick in that box.
Yeah.
And I can still fit more. And how about the helmet?
Okay, I can just wear that. That won't look weird or anything?
No. Yeah. I mean, you're going to where the motorcycles are kept, so that's probably not actually going to look too out of place. Good luck out there.
Some of these are downright scary.
Keep forgetting the thing's still on.
saw him leave.
Yeah. Go, go, go.
Wait, what?
Don't worry about it.
Something clandestine going on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, I like where this is.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing. He can't open this with the code we set. He doesn't deserve it.
What? Oh, I like where this is going.
I don't know how to do it.
Is a switch inside the locks?
Yep. Not in the locks. There's like a. You need to keep looking.
Step watch.
Like a call?
Yeah, yep. There's a way to set a code. I did it.
I'll nail that.
Alright.
Let's see.
What?
Wait. Shit in there, right?
I mean, this PS2 needs to be in that box.
PS2 needs to be in
here.
Yeah. I think so. I spilled some beer in the process.
That's fine.
A little evidence, but that's okay.
There pours some in there.
Now, that's a bit more.
That's a real Steve Austin kind of move
that
right there.
That would be. Nope, I did not. What? I hit the switch.
There's got to be like a reset switch in there that let you flip the switch, set it to the new thing, unset
the
switch.
The switch broke. It's a little plastic thing. It broke.
Close the briefcase up. None of this ever happened.
Yeah, but not in a way that matters. It's fine. Like it just opens.
But spin the reels so that at least it's.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. That's the problem.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh. All right. Well, whatever. Close it and then put it, like, just down under his desk so he'll forget that it's been back and forth all day. That PlayStation 2. I guess I need to take.
Should I put sriracha on ramen? Sure. Yeah.
On what?
Yeah.
Ramen.
Oh, yeah, ramen. I thought you said Robin. I was like,
I mean he's probably, you. As long as it's consensual, I'm not going to.
Whatever.
Talking like quarter ramen?
Yeah, probably.
Like cheap stuff?
I've done that. That's probably. That'll help.
All right. Expenses so goddamn bad.
Yep.
Like, this receipt for Lego Dimensions has been sitting on my desk since whenever that was.
You guys bought a bunch of those.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
I still gotta do my PAX expenses.
I also still have to do my PodFest expenses.
Yep. PodFest, yep.
Where we have a hotel room on. Yeah, I need to.
Yep. Fuck. There's a lot of empty shelf space in that, like, kitchen eating area down there.
Just put these in there.
Totally put those.
You want to go do that?
Yeah, sure.
Let's go do that.
But, like, we should make it our mission to make those cubby holes as stupid as possible.
The ferret or whatever's in there.
Yes, the ferret is in an inspired.
It fits perfectly.
I think the ferret is, yeah.
The ferret is the best thing.
Yeah. Right there. Yeah. What else is there? We should put a little shoes in there or something. I don't know.
It can't look to. All of it needs to look like it belongs.
Yeah.
You ferreted it through the web and messed everything.
I realized the last thing. Yeah. What else is there to put in there?
Two trophies.
You know
slammies.
Yeah.
I have a slammy if you need one.
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
These are more prestigious.
Okay.
Fewer people have won these than. Well, maybe not anymore. No, these ones specifically.
Oh, yeah. Just one here.
We didn't give a lot of nines.
Okay.
Put it in there.
Those are Editor's Choice Awards.
Yeah, so anything that got a nine or up got Editor's Choice, and then we sent them one of these trophies.
Nice.
With either me or Greg.
06. The whole series of these?
I guess 06, yeah.
No.
Maybe 05, 06. And then Greg left in 06, and then I was gone by end of 07. Or I guess he technically. Greg was there until like the first week of January 2007,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had one. I think the one at Bungie was for Halo 3, so that would make sense, right?
Yeah, that's 07.
Yeah.
It's a good game.
Chocolate?
Sure. Thank you.
Yep.
I'll eat the chocolate.
Oh, yeah, that sounds all right.
Thank you very much.
Oh, back there, man. All right, cool. Back here.
Now it's very close to being all the same.
All right, Brad, you want to go down there and put these in?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, I'm going to... I'll take some stuff you're going down with. Need help carrying
anything? I'll win the floor.
I know. I know.
That needs to go down.
And that needs to go down.
What?
I'm going to try to grab one of those and see if it's two on wheels.
Okay, where is the iPad?
It's right here.
Okay. Give me that iPad. Okay.
Hmm?
I got this. What about Sabi J?
I got him.
Man.
I don't... I feel like we could part ways with Sabi J at this point.
Man. I have a request.
Yeah?
Can I bring the Shaq face down?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, the Shaq face is finally coming down.
Carefully untape the Shaq face.
There's. This is sad. This is.
Zombie J made it this far.
Sad's wrong.
GameSpot was going to throw Zombie J away.
I know, and we rescued him.
We rescued him, and then we just haven't done anything with him.
He hasn't changed in a while.
Maybe now's the time.
Maybe.
We address him?
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff here we can put on him.
Yeah.
Or semi put on him.
I don't know if I can bear to see.
He has a good look already, really.
Yeah,
that's.
Alright.
Good hips.
We had him looking out the window.
Really, he's got the little ride.
Yeah, it was really creepy looking from the bar across the street to see.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, let's hit it.
Car shopping is the worst.
Are those pants like erotic man caliber?
Ooh.
Nope.
I mean, he's a zombie. He's falling apart, you know?
I know.
Everyone else is leaving. I'm gonna keep writing this new story.
I think that's the right move.
Hmm?
I think that's the right move.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep trying to figure out how to lock that goddamn money in the bank.
Are we still on Periscope?
No, we're still on Mixlr. That's what we've been doing. Moving is worse than car shopping. It depends on how far you're moving. That's what I say.
I've also only really ever gone car shopping once. So.
Like also, how much money do you have? Because like car shopping can be fun.
If you could have
a nice car,
amount of money.
Yeah, well, exactly.
I bought one new car, and I had two used cars when I was younger. One of which was totaled. So,
mm-hmm.
Yes, buying the new car was actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
I've also somehow now had that car for 10 years.
That, the zombie has a boo boo. It's a band aid.
Singular?
I mean, I'm just saying there's a band aid.
Whose pants were those before they ended up on him? That's what I want to know. Where did those pants come from?
Do you really
want
to know?
I'm curious.
Yeah, I want to know how the pants manifested.
Okay. Someone I don't know just walked through here. That
happens.
Okay. Some headphones. Some Sennheisers. These might be all right. Kind of dirty. I'm gonna put these back.
Everything in this office is dirty in some way or another.
Yeah.
Both literally and metaphorical.
That seems right.
And the dirt will not ever come off.
Yeah.
The level of dirty.
From that shit in the incinerator, and its spirit would just waft up into the atmosphere and poison us all.
Is there anything else worth taking from that? Those shelves? Let's see. Head back over. Walking to the shelves. There's some shoes over there. Some VHS cassettes. That's kind of a lot of those, actually. What do we got? There's a guar tape. Do you want this guar tape?
No, thank you.
Tour de Scum?
No, I've seen guar live.
Okay.
I'm good.
Blair Witch VHS. That's, yeah. Fargo on VHS, $9.99. That's a steal. Pokemon Picture Perfect. That's, I don't think it's a tie into Pokemon Snap, but it's that character from Pokemon Snap. Ever After, with Drew Barrymore, of course. It's kind of a big deal. It's kind of a big deal.
She was very popular once.
She was. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, it was called the 90s.
Man.
Zombie? No, Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore, very popular once.
Still is. Still very rich. Well, no, I just, but her popularity is not maybe what it once was in terms of, you know, box office.
Yes.
Who's she married to?
I forget.
It's a board game about the California water crisis.
Is it Justin Long?
I don't know if it still is. I think, and I know they were together at one point.
Were they?
I think so.
Weird.
That's why Tom Green was in the first movie of the, what's the ladies?
The ladies movie.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say?
Oh, Freddy Got Fingered.
No.
Right. That's it.
The Mod Squad, but Charlie's Angels.
That's right.
She was dating Tom Green at the time.
Mm. That's right.
Wonderful.
Chocolatier, okay. That's Superbike. Deer Avenger.
Yes, this is something I can get behind.
Canada Hunt.
Canada Hunt?
Canada Hunt. Includes bonus elk and turkey hunts. $2.
Rouse Tower.
To the most famous Canadian.
Rouse Tower.
It's so good. That's up there with my favorite MST3Ks.
Final Sacrifice is a fantastic.
I like Final Sacrifice a lot. I like
Time Chasers.
Time Chasers. I like Prince of Space a whole
Prince
bunch.
Prince of Space is great. The Hitler Building. They blew up the Hitler Building.
So good.
Or is that Space Chief?
That might be Space Chief.
Okay, because Prince of Space and Space Chief are so similar.
Prince of Space is I like it very much.
I like it very much. I like that very much. Yeah. Not to be confused with Teenagers from Outer Space.
Right.
Which is this whole other thing.
So you a Mike guy more than a Joel guy?
In my heart of hearts, I'm a Mike guy. Like, definitely. Joel's grown on me over the years.
You know, they came for Riff Tracks. They came to IGN when I was there at GameSpy, and they did a big, talking thing, and I ask questions, and I never, Riff Tracks doesn't really click with me very much.
Yeah, me either.
Find them
depends on the movie.
Yeah. So the thing is, what they said, and I was really curious, like, how's your writer's room work? Because I've always seen the behind the scenes of MST3K. It's like eight really funny people making each other crack up. How they do the Riff Tracks is they have like four writing teams spread across the country.
Oh, jeez.
And they have each person takes like 20 minutes of the movie and does all the jokes for that, and then somebody else does the next 20 minutes. So it's a very segmented and separated thing, which is probably
the way they used to do it was they all sat in a room and watched the movie like three times in a row.
It sounds like they're not even living anywhere near each other, so.
Weird.
Riff Tracks Live is really good. They do it every year here at the,
Chemistry doesn't sound like the same.
It's weird.
Part of it for me was like, I like the Riff Tracks that are weird movies I've never heard of the most. Because that's part of the joy for MST3K for me was like, one out of every 15 movies is actually not that bad, or is at least, like, academically interesting.
Sure.
I really like the ones that are just, like, about troubled teens in the 50s and 60s.
Horror at Party Beach.
That's a good one.
Fantastic one.
I Accuse My Parents.
I Accuse My Parents is super good. Super good.
I Accuse My Parents.
Kitten with a Whip is pretty good. Like, I could go on.
Space Mutiny, I don't know if I mentioned that one.
Space Mutiny is fantastic.
It's classic. Well drawn memory bank.
That is actually great.
Raul Julia's finest.
Those scenes of Raul Julia just like doing voiceover work of like National Geographic animal footage,
mm-hmm.
is great.
Mom, my nuts.
Mom, my nuts.
At least I'm not an anteater.
What's this guy have against anteaters?
We're on anteaters out of nowhere.
Oh man,
MST3K was a fantastic.
It was a beautiful thing.
Yep.
I'm up in the.
We'll see.
Hopefully coming back.
Well, it is coming back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Drew.
Hi, you still streaming?
Yep, still streaming.
Never not streaming.
Never not streaming.
So, I don't know if there's a... People know this, but, whoa, we talked about it. But, like, there's a cadence, there's a tone to the voice that I can tell when streams are happening.
I believe you. That makes sense. Like, this tone. Like,
yeah. It's a projection,
mm-hmm.
and it's a... I don't know. It's a
there's an
it's a delivery.
Yeah, there's an intention to be heard.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's, like I'm serious. It's,
I believe you. I totally do. Like, if you, yeah, given your position.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of it.
Do you ever just walk into a place and go like, I hope they're stream. I hope the stuff that they're saying, or the other way, it's like they better not be streaming right now.
Streaming right
yeah.
Now.
I have this BioShock Big Daddy.
Oh yeah.
I think the hand is broken off on mine. It's a Ouija board. Ooh. Drew is a beastmaster.
I would, for mine, I'm just gonna do this here and lay one of the levels on it. I don't know about the house.
Very.
Hi, Sam. Hey, dude. We're streaming audio, just so you know.
Yeah, we're on the internet right now. We're on the Mixler.
Internet. Mixler.
Yep.
We'll have to talk online. The power of telephony.
I think for the most part they're just kind of doing one last thing for the. Right, is that still true, Drew? Or are you just the tables?
I can see them down there.
They may be at the car or something. I'm not sure.
But yeah, we're almost really good to go. Did you want to have a beer somewhere? Yeah.
I'm going to sit back down and keep writing about the the news, the Game Awards stuff. Yes, I will probably guest at least once or twice on Idle Weekend.
Good. They're working her to death.
There is just audio right now, Kist. We are just doing Mixler.
Yeah, she's managing.
Yeah.
It's one of those companies where they have scaled back staff in various ways.
Who's
it
owned by?
It's the same thing as Hollywood Reporter. Forget what company that is.
No one might. It's not about the awards themselves. I just have to, you know, there are some game announcements and stuff I have to write up.
I have friends that work for Comcast. Yeah, she's getting by. I think at some point she would just give up on photo editing altogether and maybe do something else. But media, it rules.
We learned that lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Media companies are great.
Yeah.
Great bets for.
Have
you guys seen the latest episode?
Is it? Pizza Friday sounds all right. I could have some pizza. I've not played Asura's Wrath. I really want to.
Somebody,
I'm not writing about that Kojima shit.
Somebody who's had this interesting perspective that South Park makes it not cool to care about anything. It makes for a lot of apathy. I haven't seen much of this season, but it kind of struck me.
Anything to say about Fig / Psychonauts? I think we would all be on board with Fig if Psychonauts was the first thing they had launched with. Like, I get the feeling that that would have made that make it such a bigger splash.
But I think that adding the thing is probably true.
I remember Roger Ebert gave Team America like a 0 or 1 star. He said it was so nihilistic and he thought it was really offensive, not in the way that it was meant to be, but just the not caring about anything.
I'm going to look at more DVDs and see if there's anything I want to take.
That always struck me. I think those movies are hilarious. But I haven't seen much of South
Park. Yeah, I haven't tried to rewatch Team America for a long time. I do think the South Park movie holds up pretty well. She pulled it back to that movie.
I laughed a lot.
I possibly...
There's a Blu-ray of the Blaze Blue movie. That doesn't sound good to me. I don't... That's not... I'm going to put that back. If this Ghost in the Shell was a Blu-ray and not a DVD, I would take it. Yeah, books. More books. Kind of want to take Mech Commander. I like mechs.
You think mechs are more of a penis thing? Like a... Or is it more like... Because, you know, cars are...
Yeah, I get it. I think it's complicated, because they look like people often. Well, it depends. Like, mecha look like people. So those... art. That's something else.
What
but
tone
like,
you take with the use of a word?
No, no.
Compensating for an inadequacy of some sort? Like,
I think, like, giant robots that look like people are, like, a compensating for, like, just complete personal inadequacy and failure.
They also look cool.
They look cool. They look real. They have missiles sometimes.
Did you like the Del Toro movie? What was it?
Pacific Rim was alright. Yeah, I
think I came the same way as a game.
I like robots a lot. I like giant robots a lot, so I liked it from that level, and I think it's clear that he did, and I like the design of that stuff a lot. But it was a really...
It's like how they got to the one part where they whip out the sword.
Yeah, well,
of
course.
There.
Like, of course.
You send him out into the world with, like, yeah, I'm not going to tell them all the way.
They set that up early. They mentioned it. They mentioned it in, like, the intro that they used to have swords, but they were dangerous or something. But no, like, the thing is, like, the Del Toro I really like is... Like, Pan's Labyrinth.
I don't think Del Toro has made a lot of good movies. Blade 2
is fantastic. But that's the thing, like, the stuff he's made, it was made with such craft that it's like, you want to believe that he's going to hit that again.
We saw Devil's Backbone at Castro.
I haven't seen that yet.
Spanish Civil War kind of stuff. It was really
okay. Well, so was that. Yeah. I need to see that because I like Pan's Labyrinth specifically for Spanish Civil War stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not the only reason I like
it's
it.
It's not a scary movie in the sense, it's the same thing with Crimson. Not a scary movie in the sense of what people thought it was going to be. But
yeah, what'd you think of Crimson Peak? You haven't seen it yet? Crimson Peak.
Oh, no, I didn't look like something I really wanted to say.
That third act is really bad. The first two acts are pretty good, and the third act is like, oh, yeah, that's what I thought this was going to be, and then it's still pretty, but, like...
Reduced, was it People Under the Stairs, or The Creatures?
People Under the Stairs is old.
Well, Orphanage was fucking disaster. But he did the other one, so it's an American movie, with Katie Holmes or something. I liked Hellboy 1, Hellboy 2, felt a little too over-the-top CGI. I like his attitude.
I think,
like,
that Hellboy 2 was a sign of the times too. Like, they were just trying to push CGI.
Yeah, trying to get that franchise going.
Yeah.
But if you ever have a chance to see him talk, he curses a mile a minute. He's always
sure.
The best thing
about
him. Nothing.
But
that.
Yeah.
He thinks that the best version of Blade Runner is the theatrical version, though. So I can't. I don't.
The voiceover?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
I know. Really
yeah. Of course. But. Come on.
On a personal level, I don't really know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. How's the mixer coming?
I haven't looked at chat a bit because I have the iPad with me here.
You got the one.
Have you ever seen Kronos? I don't know. The first one he did with what's his face?
No, is it good?
English language. Who am I thinking of? The Fallout guy.
Ron Perlman.
Was he in Fallout 4? Because it did not sound
like
him.
I'm not sure if that was... I think it was him.
When I saw that intro, it did not sound like
him. Yeah, it didn't sound like him to you? Persepolis is over here. That's a pretty good comic. There you go.
He did the Fallout 4 trailer.
Yep. But not the game? He must.
Credited as Anchorman in Fallout 4.
That's the dude. That's the guy who reads that speech.
Yes, that's exactly what that is.
Yeah.
The art of Tekken Hybrid. Everyone's favorite Tekken.
Yeah.
The art of Leisure Suit Larry Reloaded. Limited edition.
Yeah,
I'm
that's a fine
I'm gonna put that one back. That one's for later. Dyson Men, which is okay. I'm gonna take this. That one's mine now.
Ooh, have you ever read that?
I'd just be curious to see, like...
It's apparently really good. Persepolis? You read this?
Yeah,
the movie too, basically.
Why is this... What?
It's a rock. Iranian, right?
This seems alright. What is this? Oh, yeah, yes. That sounds right.
Oh, if you want to see a movie, there's a movie called...
Yeah. Like, when you can actually see the person talking as opposed to hearing the disembodied voice.
What was the 5-star movie I gave, the one that was set in Lebanon, the Civil War with the family drama? You remember what I'm talking about? Incendies. Holy shit. You would love that one, Austin.
Yeah, what is it?
It's
called Incendies, like Incendies.
Okay.
Holy shit, it is a hard movie to get through, but it is really
I will check it out. I'm still looking through books. There's an Indonesian dictionary here. That's a thing. Let's see. Let's pick a word.
Cookies.
Yeah. Okay. Cookies. That's a good word.
Yeah, it becomes a little less polished.
I'm going to look up how to say cookies in Indonesian. Is it actually called Indonesian, or is there a different word for the actual language?
It says Indonesian.
Bahasa. Yeah, Indonesian.
We were out last Friday, and we decided what to do for the night, and she was like, this one for you, too. Yes. Yes. Oh, the Raid 2. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
The Raid was as brutal a movie as I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Raid 2 comes out, and I don't know how they went above and beyond what they did in the Raid, but the Raid 2 is, oh, I kick the bed, I'm like, oh, it's, oh.
This dictionary doesn't have cookies, so it's kind of useless. Oh, yeah, it's like a... Well,
throw me the book.
Here.
Does it have rain?
Yep. Maybe.
Oh, this is the...
There's a good handbook of dog care here from...
Probably was from...
It's from Purina. Purina published this.
What are those guys doing?
It came
doing
with
like?
A giant 40-pound bag of...
Rory, you should...
Because that's the only way that would...
Yes, yeah, sorry, I shouldn't have said that. That's for you.
Dog care.
You like dogs, so maybe that'll help.
Great.
Actually, wait. You should have this underwater dogs book.
I already somebody sent that to me. That's why it's on the show.
It's already yours.
It's already mine. Yeah.
Okay.
I just put it back up the pillow.
Okay.
You can put it back.
Do you want to spray paint Rory on that? I can do that.
With
the
poop spray.
Aw, puppies. Aw, they're adorable.
Skylanders Mad Libs. That's a choice.
What's in here?
This is a movie. This shouldn't be here.
I don't know. I think it was actually like food spray or something.
Yeah, it was a cake spray.
That's what it is. So like, it's not toxic. Yep.
OCD. That's
shiny and chrome.
Oh, actually, that's. I'll take one of these Persona 4 Arena soundtracks. That's
sure.
Actually no, I won't. You found it. You found Raid.
No.
Really?
You
can't read.
That's close.
I don't know how to pronounce that.
There
was just so much.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try. Are you going to try it?
No, I would not want to insult
anybody. Exactly. It's like, don't want to insult anyone who knows how to speak Indonesian. Someone just sneezed real loud.
What did you pack up?
Because I finish.
Pen back over this way towards. Oh, right. I found a book of Italian poetry or something. I'm going to take that. A lot of books. Bringing home books. Physical books. Uh-oh. That's not going to work.
I really like the last one, too.
Uh-oh. I can't tell if this is still going or not.
A lot of metal in headline.
Jeff's iPad. Okay. Jeff's iPad turned off, so I'm not sure.
I mean, those are the same people who call Mastodon girlfriend metal, you know? It's just like, whatever.
Okay. What's this book? Who is this guy? Let's look up who this guy is. Giacomo Leopardi. I don't know from Italian poets. Especially not 18th century Italian poets. Hey, hi. I found this book written by an 18th century Italian poet. So that seems like it's mine.
Yeah, you should probably take that.
Originally purchased by Josh someone for a class on Italian history. I found it to be full of wit and humor. That is applicable to our modern lives.
It says Josh someone?
I mean, it has his real name, but I'm not going to put him on blast like that. It does include his email. If you wish to discuss it, I should be able to be reached at, and then his email address. I hope this book has a happy life. His thoughts by Giacomo Leopardi. That's... I'm going to take it. Your iPad turned off, but it seems to still be
going. Oh, yeah. Here you go. I'll trade you for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where'd you put the MMC card?
I don't know. This is just a stack of cards here. There's an ET. There's some New Kids on the Block cards.
Okay.
Oh,
Is that a UMPB Raps card?
It's not. The other weird thing is it's not even an UMPB Raps card.
I have some of those in my basement still, I think.
These are Pro Set Superstars music cards.
Oh. Okay, shit. Oh, I have.
Gingham
that,
himself.
That one goes with that one.
It does.
Whoa.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Whoa.
And I have one of those over here.
That's, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's
he's
a king.
All, this is the king. You're
it's
right.
King, yeah. I recognize that face.
There you go.
Oh, wow. You enjoy that.
It's a gem.
It's a gem.
You got to double, so that's good.
Yeah.
Better send that to Don West and get it rated.
Damn right. Yeah. That's going to be double plus round.
Polygag. Oh, these are fake Pokemon cards. Pukemon. Gotta gross them out. What?
Boo.
Okay, here we go. Here's some more cards from that set. Here's Bruce Hornsby.
Okay. This is a mix
of
cards.
Oh, I've seen these. Desert Storm cards. Reunited.
I got a pack of those.
Reunited. Safe at home.
Yeah.
Good.
Daddy's home. I mean, not my favorite Sir Mix-a-Lot album, but...
I'm all set.
Yeah. Here's a Madonna.
Yeah, okay.
Dan, here's a Terminator 2 card for you. Please. It's a final farewell.
Oh, wait.
Oh, it's that. That's the best.
Is it a thumbs up?
It's the thumbs up.
Oh, no, he's going down. He can't sell Terminator.
Well, no, but like, yeah. Is it the thumbs
up? It's leading up to that.
Yeah.
Okay, it's on the way. It's on the way to the thumbs up.
Before Edward Furlong tears.
These are some Batman Returns cards. Oh, here we go. Some New Kids on the Block cards.
Are we hanging out at some point?
There's some stuff.
Terminator.
Yeah, what are we doing?
All right. Well,
I'm trying to take advantage of this time.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. Well, I'm going to shut this live stream down here.
It's been fun.
Okay, thanks everybody for hanging out.
Well, I'd be able to get back up here after that, so I don't know if the cards are getting shut down as soon as we.
We're going to get the rest of the moving done here, and see you guys next week. All right.
Bye.
Bye. I'm hitting stop. See ya.